From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, and that MGM chip off the old block, the son of Ed Wynn, Keenan Wynn, brought to you by Dreen Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Villa Valley Nightclub, Rudy Vallee speaking. Thanksgiving dinner? Yes, madam. Tonight we're featuring our special stuffed turkey. The only turkey in town stuffed with neon. Bring your husband in for our stuffed turkey with neon and watch his face light up.
Oh, Mr. Vallee, Mr. Vallee.
Oh, it's that busboy, Pinky Lee. What is it now, Pinky?
Oh, Mr. Vallee, I just had a terrible experience. I was out in the backyard trying to catch a turkey, and he caught me.
What happened?
Well, what happened? I stumbled and fell, and before I could get up, the turkey grabbed one of my ankles, another turkey grabbed the other ankle and yelled, "Okay, Irving, let's make a wish."
Pinky, where are your brains?
Oh, they're packed in a package, Mark. Do not open till Christmas. Mr. Vallee, you know, I don't have to stand around here and take this, you know. You know, I got influential friends who can pull a few strings, and I might add that I once pulled a string myself.
You did? What happened?
My pajamas fell down. And another thing, Mr. Vallee. You might be educated, but don't forget, I'm illiterate. And I want to remind you that every dog has his day, and mine's Saturday. Thus, remember, a stitch in time gathers no moss, and don't cross your britches before they're hats. You know that people who live in glass houses shouldn't.
Pinky. Pinky, you're wasting my time. There's still plenty of work for you to do around here. Now, get out of here. Go on.
All right, I'll go. I'll go. Oh, boy, I'll fix that guy, Rudy Vallee. I'll punch holes in his hot water bottle.
Rudy? Rudy, dear?
Hello, Miss Burke.
Oh, Rudy, I'm so disappointed. I'm having my friends over for Thanksgiving dinner, and you should see the condition in which the delicatessen sent over the turkey.
Was the turkey dressed?
Dressed? Oh, no. It's an informal dinner. But, Rudy, dear, I dropped everything and rushed over here when I heard the news.
News? What news?
About Keenan Wynn. He's planning to open a nightclub. And not only that, he says he's going to take Xavier Cugat and his band away from you.
Xavier Cugat and his band away from me? Nonsense. Xavier Cugat wouldn't leave me for anybody else. Why, only last week, Carol Landis tried to get Xavier, but he preferred staying with me.
What'd you say?
I said Xavier Cugat preferred me to Carol Landis.
What a scoop. I must call Luella Parsons.
No, Miss Burke. I mean that Cugat would rather stay here at Villa Valley. You know, Coogie's very loyal. He wouldn't leave the club. Why, he won't even leave his dressing room.
Well, how can he leave his dressing room? You put alarms on all the windows.
I do not. Cugat, get back in there. Oh, now, what was I saying? Oh, yes. You don't have to worry about Cugat. In spite of his mustache, he's very loyal.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Rudy. I'll see you later. I have to get down to the store and return some hyacinth bulbs and lily bulbs. They weren't any good.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. I tried every one of those bulbs, but they won't light up. Toodaloo.
Lucky she didn't blow out a fuchsia. I don't know why I'm being so merry. Trying to take Cugat away from me. What shall I do? If I ask Cugat to stay and he refuses, I'll lose my pride. If I don't ask him, he might leave. Truly a dilemma. But I must make up my mind one way or the other, or people will point at me and say, "There goes the valley of indecision." Symphony, symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins. Singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs.
kiss. And it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony.
What? Hello, Truman Bradley. Where do you come from every week?
Say, Rudy, sing again, will you? You know.
Indeed I do.
The blue of her eyes and the gold of her hair are a blend of the western sky and the pale moonbeams on the girl of my dreams. She's a sweetheart of Sigma Chi.
Yes, the sweetheart of every man's dreams has lovely, lustrous hair. To bring out all the natural, gleaming beauty of your hair, use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you reveal all its luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. You see, Dreen is not a soap shampoo. So Dreen your hair and rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. As famous cover girl and Dreen girl Shari Herbert says,
there's really no magic in having lustrous, obedient hair. It's all in having a bottle of Dreen shampoo.
Right, Miss Herbert. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello? Oh, hello, Jameson. This is your employer, Keenan Wynn. Any calls for me at home? Okay. Say, look, Jameson, I'm going to need some money.
Uh-huh.
Now, you go to my bed, lift the cover, then lift the mattress. You'll find my blue pants. Look in the change pocket. You'll find $20,000. Yeah, that's a down payment for my new nightclub. What's that, Jameson? I know I was going to buy an alligator farm, but that was last week. I'm changeable. Yeah, everything I need for my new nightclub, I've got everything except a band. I'm going to take Xavier Cugat away from Rudy Vallee. Rudy Vallee, you know. He sells green shampoo. Yeah. Yeah, for that he had to go to Yale. What? What's that? You think I'll lose money in this new nightclub? I've invested money in foolish things before. What about that drive-in for dogs? Well, I still think that a drive-in for dogs is a good idea. I could have made a pile of dough, too, if there were more dogs driving cars. Well, Jameson, I'll call you back in a little while. I better hurry over to Villa Valley and talk to Cugat. Say, I wonder what I ought to call my nightclub. Well, I'm going to have entertainment. I ought to call it Wynn's Place and Show. Of course, I'm going to have a bar. Maybe I ought to call it Shea Wynn. Oh, I like that. Shea Wynn.
Coogie. Coogie, I'm unlocking your door. I'll let you out. It's no use keeping you locked up. Coogie, I must talk to you. I understand Keenan Wynn is trying to take you away from me. The thought of not having your music worries me. I need you, Coogie. Even in my sleep, I keep hearing deep down within me, rumba, 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 rumba.
Deep down, you hear rumba, 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 rumba?
Right.
You don't need me. You need Brahma Seltzer, Brahma Seltzer, Brahma Seltzer.
Well, Coogie, after all, we've been friends ever since you first made South American music popular. Let me ask you something, my good South American friend. If Keenan Wynn should offer you $10,000 a week, which would come first? The $10,000 or your fine North American friend, Rudy Vallee?
If I answered that question, it would be the end of the good neighbor policy.
Rudy? Rudy, dear?
Yes, Miss Burke?
Rudy, I decided to speak to Keenan Wynn about taking Cougar away. I'll make Mr. Wynn change his mind.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Haven't you ever heard of women's wiles?
Oh, yes.
So have I. What are they? I shall not only speak to Cougar, I shall also speak to Keenan Wynn. I'll be very firm with him.
Miss Burke, I want to tell you something. I want to warn you about Keenan Wynn. Underneath his pretended toughness, he's glib, persuasive, charming, and he has a way with the ladies. He uses flattery to confuse you.
Oh, well, don't worry. Keenan Wynn's flattery won't confuse me. After all, I'm not...
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Valley?
Well, and this is Miss Burke. Miss Burke, I didn't realize how lovely you really are. You have a rare beauty.
Oh, I don't have a bare beauty. I mean, a rare booty. I mean, booty. Oh, dear. What do I mean?
Miss Burke, I insist. You're not only lovely, but you're charming, intelligent, gracious.
Flattery. 'Tis the weapon of the unscrupulous.
Oh. Mr. Wynn, you're making me blush. You know, you're quite charming yourself.
Frailty, thy name is woman.
Well, Valley, there's no use kidding. I suppose you know I'm here to get Cougat for my nightclub.
I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Do go on, Mr. Wynn. What were you saying?
Well, I was just telling you, Miss Burke, how lovely you are.
Yes.
I cannot bear to watch this. The spider spins his web to catch the unsuspecting fly. Alas, alackaday, exit the valley.
All right, tell me, beautiful, where's Cougat?
Oh, you foolish boy. You're really not going to try and take Coogie away.
But why not? What future does he have here?
Miss Burke, I'm going to let you in on something. I've got a great idea. I'm going to take Xavier Cougat and his band and make them the greatest rumba band in the world.
But they already are the greatest rumba band in the world.
See? Don't I get great ideas?
Mr. Valley.
Where have you been, Pinky?
Oh, Mr. Valley, I don't like to see you so worried. You know, it might drive you to drink, and then the same thing will happen to you that happened to my uncle.
What happened to your uncle?
He died from drinking schlack.
My, what a horrible death.
Yeah, but what a beautiful finish. Oh, Mr. Valley, you don't have to worry. I won't let Keenan Wynn take Cougat away from you.
Pinky, I'm afraid you won't get very far with Keenan Wynn. He's a very persuasive fellow. He has an hypnotic eye.
An hypnotic eye? What's that?
Good grammar. He looks you straight in the eye. His look overpowers you. He drugs you with a glance. He makes you get sleepier and sleepier. Sleep, sleep, sleep.
Gosh, Mr. Valley, you're better than Ovaltine.
Here comes Keenan Wynn now. Remember, remember, I warned you. See you later.
Poor Mr. Valley. When I see that Keenan Wynn boy, I'll...
Hiya, Shorty. You seen Cougat?
Who do you think you're calling Shorty? If you want to start something, just knock this chip off my shoulder. Go ahead. Knock this chip off my shoulder.
Okay, bud.
Where is it?
You looking for the chip?
No, my shoulder. Now, just watch yourself, Mr. Wynn. If you think I'm going to stand here while you push me around, you got the right idea. What if you are strong? And Knox is strong, but he's dumb, too. Well, I may not be strong, but I'm dumber than any ox.
Well, I guess I was a little hasty. You and I could be good friends.
Yeah?
I could use a presentable man like you.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Say, that's a nice suit you're wearing.
Do you like the suit, huh?
Yeah. Fits you like a glove.
Yeah?
A catcher's mitt.
You make me so mad.
You know, I think I could use a man like you in my new nightclub. Think of all the fun you could have there. Look at those chorus girls. Look at the liquor. Look at the food.
Would you mind saying that again, please?
What for?
I want to take another look at those chorus girls. But really, I shouldn't be thinking about other girls. I got a girl. Cecilia.
Cecilia?
Yeah, I'm... Please, that's the girl I love. I'm crazy about Cecilia. And Cecilia... Am I spraying you? And Cecilia's crazy about me. We're engaged, you know.
Engaged?
Yeah, she proposed to me in a garage and I couldn't back out.
Thank you. Come on to my room, Wayne.
Okay. You know, Coogie, after hearing you play that number, Kachita, I'm sold on you more than ever. And by the way, it certainly was nice of you, Coogie, to invite me to your dressing room for this Mexican dinner.
Oh, I'm glad you could come, Senor Wayne.
You know, Coogie, we have so much in common. Eating this Mexican food reminds me of my childhood in Mexico.
Oh, you come from Mexico?
Oh, sure. I'll always remember sitting on my grandmother's tortilla eating those fries. Sitting there and eating those fried haciendas. And playing in the sun with my one brother and two siestas. Oh, you know, I'll never forget the day I slipped on a manana. How I laughed. But now back to business, Coogie. If you'll bring your orchestra into my nightclub, I'll give you $1,000 a week. $1,000.
I take it you don't realize I'm very loyal to Mr. Valley.
$2,000.
I take it you don't realize I'm very loyal.
$3,000.
I take it.
Oui, Miss Burke.
Are you ready to sing? I'm going to announce your number.
Oh, I'm ready, Miss Burke.
All right. Drummer, a rat-a-tat-tat, a pity-a-pat, a rubby-dub-dub. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear Fifi, our cigarette girl, sing Don't Forget Tonight, Tomorrow. And before I forget, I want to announce the opening of Keenan Wynn's new nightclub. After you've seen his place, you'll never want to come back to Villa Valley again.
Like Caesar, everywhere I go, the traitors.
Don't forget tonight, tomorrow. The baby fall,
nothing invites romance more than lovely, lustrous hair. A lover once wrote, her head was bare but for her native ornament of hair, which in a single knot was tied above, sweet negligence, unheeded bait of love. Yes, girls, your hair can be a lovely ornament indeed when you use Dreen with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair and you bring out all its natural luster, actually as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello?
Hello, Keenan. This is Billy.
Who?
Billy Burke.
Billy Burke? Oh, sure, Billy Burke, yeah. Where are you wrestling tonight?
Keenan, really? Have you forgotten? Cougar, Pinky, and I are coming over to discuss plans for your new nightclub.
Nightclub? What nightclub?
Oh, but Keenan, you said you were going to open a nightclub and we were all going to work for you.
Oh, sure, but that was last week. I got a better idea this week.
Oh.
I'm going to start a racing stable.
A racing stable?
Sure. I'm going to need a few jockeys. Miss Burke, how much do you weigh?
Well, when I rode in the Kentucky Derby, my weight was down to a jockey. What am I saying?
Mr. Valley, we're back.
Yes, I see you are.
Hello, Senor Rudy.
Hello, Mr. Valley.
Ah, I see the prodigals have returned to the fold. Valley welcomes you back. The vagabond lover harbors no grudges. There should be no recrimination, indictments, denunciations. Don't you agree, Pinky?
Temporarily, until I find out what it means.
Pinky, before I take you back, I want one thing definitely understood. I want you to keep your mind on your work and not on your girl, Cecilia. After all, remember, Pinky, girls are a dime a dozen.
A dime a dozen? Really? Here's a nickel. Get me six.
This is a song that bespeaks the Thanksgiving that is in our hearts for this coming Christmas holiday. This Christmas, we may be gay again. This Christmas, we all may say again, peace on earth, goodwill to men. For we'll have peace on earth again. This Christmas, on every Christmas tree, we'll hang a great big bee or two. So let's be glad, say a prayer for each lad still there, and let them know how we care this Christmas. Let's do.
Valley will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday at this same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke, 20th Century's producer of the Dolly Sisters, Georgia Jessel, Pinky Lee, and through the courtesy of Florentine Gardens, Miss Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Xavier Cugat, who will play Peter Pumpkin Eater. Regularly, I remind United States families of the continued and vital need for saving used kitchen fats. That's because it'll be a long time before pre-war sources of fat supply will be functioning again. So to get the peacetime products you want and need, to get them faster, save used kitchen fats and turn them into your meat dealer. You now get 4 ration points per pound instead of 2. And you'll help speed the plentiful return of such badly needed civilian items as rubber, many fabrics, paints, soaps, and those nylon.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
Ladies, Dreft is back. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. Dreft, that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine without wiping. And it washes all my nice things. Stockings, lingerie, woolens. Brighter and lovelier than even the most expensive soap flakes.
Yes, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning, ask for Dreft in the bright green package. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.